Monday, January 21st, 2019. The last Christmas letter of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. is remembered for his I Have a Dream speech. His last Christmas letter of December 25th, 1962, is also a dream speech. Greetings of the season. When the horizons of man's destiny loom ashen and somber, when the deafening report of weaponry stuns yearnings for peace, when people are alienated from the outside society, spiritually isolated and weary of heart, when a child is hungry, a father desperate, and a mother fearful, the beseeching question arises, where can one turn? This year, that question is so relevant and contemporary, so deeply serious and urgent for all who will face it, that all of us must search now for a reasoned yet comforting answer. We cannot deny the dreadful conditions found in our society and in the world. Global Holocaust is no longer a mere technological possibility. It is a direct and escalating threat. The spirit of man everywhere has been dampened, and often his mind is engulfed in gloom. There are millions of hungry children, defeated fathers, and frightened mothers in our land and others. We, these people, you, all of us, must have not only hope for the unknown future, but also confidence in our capacity to change the menacing present. Let us put hands and heart, mind and muscle to this task. Let us not give up, for surrender and apathy are nothing but failure. In our work, let us see scorn and ridicule of us for what they are, scornful and ridiculous. Keep your hand on the plow, the old spiritual admonishes. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, the freedom song declares. This is a season when we can summon that kind of determination and bold purpose required to create inner peace and to commit external acts of goodwill. Peace and goodwill, the simplest and most elusive of dreams, the dreams of this season begin with the individual before they can be extended to collective man. So let us begin with ourselves. If we, as individual human beings, will spurn selfishness, we shall appreciate the value of true love of self and the exhilarating beauty of living. And if we recognize that all people can become truly alive and beautiful, we will understand the cosmic truth that all men are brothers and inseparable. Then we will see where we must go and how we must live. Real brothers cannot kill each other, are incapable of opposing each other, and are utterly unable to hate each other, because they are as one in the embodiment of dignity and respect. We who know we are brothers, therefore, have a duty to bring others back into the broken family of man and into our world house. In the context of the modern world, we must live together as brothers, or we shall perish divided as fools. We wish you and yours a joyous holiday and a new year of fulfillment. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. December 25th, 1962.